It's Matty Garwood for Ozmade. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country. And I don't know if it gets much bigger than this Aussie classic. That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. Darryl Braithwaite with his version of The Horses. We are celebrating 30 years of it with Darryl Braithwaite. What better way to do it than to catch up with him right now? Darryl Braithwaite. Happy Darryl Braithwaite Day, mate.
Thank you very much. That Braithwaite is a long name, isn't it? It's sometimes.
It works so well in there, mate. And congratulations on 30 years of the success of the track. Some great little 30 years of facts have come out about it as well, mate. You've been going all right?
Yes, we have. We've done two full band gigs, not last night, the night before in Canberra.
Awesome.
And the night before that in Rutherglen.
Have there been any kind of COVID restrictions in those places?
Canberra, the last gig we did, it could only have 2,000 people in probably it holds about 10,000 people.
Right.
And they had to sit down for the whole thing. It does take one a little bit to adjust to it. You know, it's like a recital, Nelly.
It would be. When was the last time you would have done a recital?
Oh, my God. Maybe 30 years ago, I reckon. But it's amazing how you adapt. I do look forward to the day when people can stand up and maybe dance and and get closer to each other, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's one of the great things about The Horses too. It's got that Australian mateship to it. You very often would see from the stage the people putting their arms around each other singing along with you too.
Fortunately, again, because we haven't played it for 9 months as a full band, but it worked. It still works.
Absolutely.
It's like, and even for us on stage, the band and I, it was just like, oh, God, how good it is. It's a special song, most definitely.
And going through some of these fun facts of the 30 years with it, it was potentially not taken as enthusiastically by the record label, Darryl.
No, it wasn't. It was, and I didn't know this till probably last year.
Okay.
When I spoke to one of the people that had A&R-ing. Well, he actually said to me, when you brought it in, they both looked at each other and went, we think Darryl's obviously been on drugs or drinking or something or it's gone crazy. It was a different version to Ricky Lee Jones, but it was, we only used it as an album track. And then the record company thought, we might put it out as a single. So there we went.
And that's one of the biggest misconceptions as well, Darryl. You have never, ever claimed that you wrote the song. It is a cover of Ricky Lee Jones's, like you just said.
Oh, yeah. No. But I have had people over the years go, you didn't write it. And I thought, no, I did not. I wish I had it. But I actually got to meet her a few years ago, and she was lovely. And actually sang with her as well. It was terrific.
And you've got, with the feature vocals on there as well, you've got Margaret on there, but you've actually never sang the song with her live.
I haven't. It's been one or two occasions where she was in the vicinity or even at a gig. Time didn't allow for her, so we haven't sung. It's a strange... Yeah. A strange thing, it really is.
And have you been up recently or throughout the time from 91 to the north of Newcastle to the sandbar where it was filmed, Darryl? Are you going to spend Darryl Braithwaite Day there on the beach?
No. We dropped in there once, the band and I, maybe about 15 years ago, to see where it actually was. And it takes you a little while to get your head around, I remember this place. But I've looked at it a couple of times on Google Maps, and I go, that's where I ran through the water and jumped,
And you did it in your shirt and chinos, because another one of the facts are that the record label, they wanted to make you, Darryl Braithwaite, look more sophisticated from your time at Sherbet.
I always look back on that and think, God, I wonder how I let them get that thing, that look of the jumper tucked into the pants.
You mean that's not what you're wearing right now?
No. But no, I do look at it and I think, oh my God, I guess, that's what they thought would look good. And I guess me coming from a surfing background and Sherbet, it was like, because I never used to worry how I look or whatever. So going along with them on that look on the beach was like, if it works for you, let's go with it. I can live with it. It'll be fine.
And it's working still, the horses. It's reinventing itself. It's getting younger audiences all the time, not only through some of the covers that we've got, like with Teddy Cream and stuff, but some big celebs have got on this one, Daryl, like Harry Styles. And more recently, even with, you've sung it with Guy Sebastian, and his brother Chris did a cover too.
Yes, it is quite amazing how, you know, it keeps going, I guess. The Harry Styles one was a beauty, as I recall. I only met him once. He seemed like a lovely guy. And then I saw images of him at a gig singing the horses.
Absolutely. And you've got some great merch that's complementing this as well, Daryl. We're all looking forward to having the new T-shirt that's come out with you singing with the horses riding on it as well.
I haven't seen that as yet, but I've left that up to my family, Sony.
Good. Well, I look forward to wearing it and tucking it in and putting my belt right up to my nips there, Daryl. It's going to look fantastic
really
tucked in.
It could be the new look for 19 or whatever, 2021.
Awesome, mate. We're absolutely loving chatting to you. We are loving it. Daryl Braith Day, as we celebrate 30 years of the horses, the man, the myth, the ARIA Hall inductee, Daryl Braithwaite. Thank you so much for joining me here again on Oz, mate. We might even play it right now, hey?
Thank you very much, and it's good to be 30 years old.
I know. You must have done it when you were still in diapers. We love it, Daryl. Can you throw it to the song for me?
Okay. This is a new single released by Daryl Braithwaite called The Horses.